Again, want to continue looking at the importance of words, recognizing words and reading the scriptures. We again looking last week at prepositions. They, of course, are connecting and locating words and are very helpful in creating a word picture in our minds, and it's important that we're able to do that when we read the scriptures. They are often read quickly over without much attention given to them. They're usually the smaller words, very common words. So we have a tendency to read over them quickly. Thus, we miss important details. And that's one thing we do not want to do when reading the scriptures, is to miss details. Want to recognize details, because if we miss details, we have an incomplete picture. So we need to recognize prepositions. We've seen there are prepositions designating time. When the Lord designates time, He does so, of course, for a reason. And we need to be aware of that. When we speak of designation of time, we're talking about specific times the Lord gives us, days, months, years, a starting point, an ending point. Those are important details of time, starting point, ending point, from, to, unto. Those are words that give us a from as a starting point, to and unto is an ending point. Time following event, time preceding event, before, after. Again, these are important things. These are details. There's prepositions of movement and direction. A good example is Acts chapter 13. In verse 13, we see that Paul and his company loosed from, that's the starting point, that's a preposition, from Paphos, they came to, another preposition, Perga, in, another preposition, Pamphylia, giving us more detail about Perga. And John departing from them, that would be Paul and his company, from being a preposition, then returned to Jerusalem. So we see in that one verse there are many prepositions designating movement, designating direction. There are prepositions that designate location, prepositions that designate position. Notice in Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6 and verse 14, make thee an ark of, which is preposition, that's not the one we want to notice, gopher wood, particular kind of wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it, notice, within, that's a preposition, designating location, and without, another preposition. So you have two prepositions there, designating location, within, without. The Lord wants us to take notice of that particular detail. We see in Genesis chapter 7, verse 17, above the earth. Above is a preposition, again, giving us the idea of location. Psalm 23 is a good example. If we turn there, familiar psalm, of course, but we have several prepositions designating location, designating position. We see in verse 2, in, that's preposition, green pastures, that tells us the location, our position. We see beside, another preposition designating location, beside the still waters. We see in verse 3, he leadeth me in, again, another preposition designating location. Verse 4, we see, though I walk through, another preposition designating location. And we see in verse 5, in, or in verse 5, before me, thou preparest the table before me, designating the location of the table before me, right in front of me. And then we see in the end, the presence of mine enemies, in being a preposition of location. We see in Matthew 12, in verse 9, concerning the star that the wise men followed. We see that the star came and stood over. Over is a preposition. Stood over where the young child was. Matthew 4, verse 18, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. It presents a picture in our minds. We read of those who were with Zebedee, with being a preposition, again, showing location. Matthew 5, verse 15, concerning our light, we're not to put it under, again, a preposition. Preposition of location, not to put it under a bushel. Notice in Matthew chapter 13, we see several prepositions locating or designating location. In Matthew 13, we see the parable of the sower. We see that he plants seed. And notice in verse 4, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by. That's a preposition designating location. It fell by the wayside. In verse 5, and some fell upon, again, location, stony places. Verse 7, and some fell among, again, location, among thorns. So we have by, upon, and among, that some seed fell. And then most importantly, in verse 8, but other, talking about seed, fell into. Now, there's a big difference. There's a big difference between into and by and upon and among. And there is the difference. So again, by just simply noticing prepositions of location, there is a great truth that is taught by these prepositions. And that is, of course, the location of the seed is of great importance. A seed can fall by us, the seed can fall upon us, the seed can fall among us. But when it falls into us, there's where the difference is. So again, prepositions of location are very important. And we, again, we ought to do this so frequently, just taking the time to notice words, notice every word, that the Bible just opens up. It's a treasure chest that just opens up. In one little word can be a nugget of gold, be a nugget of information. And we see that these, here in Matthew 13, these prepositions are just that. Matthew 9, verse 20, speaking of the woman with the blood disease, it says that she came behind him. But then as you read on in that account, you see that she moved from behind to in front of. You say, what's the difference? Well, it just creates a word picture. Someone said, well, I don't care if she's behind them or in front of them. Well, you ought to. Again, it creates a picture in our minds. And the more vivid the picture, the more real Scriptures become. We read in Matthew 22 and verse 35, between the temple and the altar. Between is a preposition designating location. And we get a picture there. The temple, the altar. And here it is, between the temple and the altar. In Matthew 27 and verse 61, speaking of the day of resurrection, and there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the stone that had been rolled away. She was sitting, doesn't say sitting by the stone, she was sitting over against the stone. That creates a picture. It creates a picture in our minds. John 4, verse 6, Jesus sat on the well. It creates a picture. Again, the word on is a preposition designating location. So these prepositions are important if we're going to get a picture in our minds. There are prepositions designating relationship. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 5, the synagogue of the Jews. Of is a preposition. The synagogue of the Jews. It shows a relationship between the synagogue and the Jews. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Again, designating relationship. Then there are prepositions designating a method or a way. And these are very important. They are very important theologically. It helps us to realize how things happen, how they come about. So there are prepositions that designate a method, designate away. Notice in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 and verse 11. Acts 15, verse 11. But we believe that through. Now, through can be an adjective, can be an adverb, it's also a preposition. We believe that through. Here we have a preposition of designating a method. Through the grace of, there's another preposition, designating relationship. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. But the method there is through the grace of the Lord Jesus. In Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by. By is a preposition. Now, we see by can be a preposition designating location. Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. That's a preposition of location. But here it's a preposition designating method or designating a way. The subject is that we're justified. How are we justified? We're justified freely. We're justified freely. That's a detail. By, that's the method. How is it free? Well, it's by His grace. So again, there's the method. And then we see another preposition, through. Again, a preposition designating method. Through the redemption That is another preposition, in Christ Jesus. Now, those are important. Redemption is in Christ. Redemption is by grace. Justification is by grace, and it's through Jesus Christ. We see in Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 4, and verse 7, Galatians 4, verse 7. Notice last part of the verse, an heir of, preposition, God through Christ. How does one become an heir of God? There's only one way, through Christ. Through is a preposition, designating a way, designating a method. Ephesians 2, verse 5, verse 8. By grace. By is preposition designating a method. By grace ye are saved. For by grace are ye saved through, another preposition, faith, and that, referring back to faith, is not of yourselves, referring back to faith, but is the gift of. Gift corresponds with grace, and it's of God. Of course, is a preposition designating the method or the way. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, but now in, another preposition, Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh. How? By. Again, words answer questions. Here the question is answered, how? How are we made nigh? By the blood. By is the preposition. By the blood, another important preposition, of Christ. By the blood of Christ. Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by, here by again, preposition of method or way, it's used in a negative. In the negative here, not by works of righteousness. It's not just not by works, but he gives us the details. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. According to his mercy, he saved us. How? By. There's that preposition again, designating a method, designating a way. How does he save us? By the washing of, giving us more detail about the washing, regeneration. So in regeneration, there is a washing that takes place, and renewing of, another preposition showing relationship, of the Holy Ghost. So we see here prepositions. We're not saved by the works of righteousness. In other words, works of righteousness is not the method, is not the way of salvation. What is? He saved us by the washing of regeneration. This is why Jesus said, you must be born again. You cannot be saved unless regeneration takes place. And in regeneration, there is a washing that takes place, and there is a renewing that takes place. And we see the renewing is of the Holy Spirit. He's the agent. He's the agent. We're not the agent. He is. Prepositions are extremely important, providing Very useful detail. Titus chapter 3, verse 7. That being justified by, there it is again, His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Again, every word has a job to do. Some words have multiple jobs to do. Prepositions would be one of those parts of speech that has multiple jobs to do. They can designate time, they can designate movement, they can designate relationship, they can designate why something happens, the method, the way. But again, they give us details. And that's what we want. When we're looking at the Scriptures, we want all the details that we can possibly get. As you read a verse, it ought to interest you to get every detail that you can possibly get in reading that verse. That's what we want, the details. This is God speaking. And the details of what God says should be extremely important to us. So we cannot stress enough that we're not to just read the Scriptures in a casual way. Now, if you want to sit down sometime, and I do it many times, and just read casually, that's fine. But that's not study. Study is observing the details. And as you train yourself to observe the details, you will find that it's almost impossible to just read the Word of God casually, because your eyes are now trained to spot details, and you observe details. And we need to do that. This is not just any book. It's the most important book that there is. There's nothing more important written. And we have to pay attention to the details. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Again, Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, that You've given it to us. We thank You that You've given us the ability to read. We thank You, Lord, that at a young age that all of us learned how to read. And, Lord, one of the reasons was to read Your Word. And we thank You, Lord, that we can read. We thank You, Lord, that You give us Your Word and that You have given us the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to be our guide, to help us to recognize details and to recognize words. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We pray now that as we worship You today, that Your name would be honored and glorified in everything that we say and do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.